How you doing, everyone? I got a special guest in studio. It's Matt here with you, and I've got a special guest here. I've got Daryl Wilson. How you doing, Daryl?
Howdy.
I'm glad you're here in studio. I love having you in because you have so many cool experiences. The reason we got you here is the 2025 Moon Lake Gathering going on. It's going to be happening August 14th to the 16th in Duchesne, and this is free for everybody, and you got a great, great schedule going on this year. It's going to be some good stuff.
Hey, yeah, it is going to be fun. It's 14th, 15th, and 16th. Those of you that want to camp over there, they're still right there at the Duchesne Event Center.
Okay.
They've got lots of room to put tents and to put trailers. I think it's $25-$30. I forget what it is for a
That's not bad at
trailer,
all, actually.
But if you want to camp there the whole 3 days, come on out.
And it is free admission for everybody, right?
There will be some donations if you want to donate, but it's free for you bet.
Okay, so let's talk to, I'm going to have you explain to people what the Moon Lake Gathering is for people that don't know. You've done this for a couple of years now, but tell people what this is.
This used to be done up in northern Utah, and it was called a powwow there, but when they moved it down here, the reason they moved it down here to our area, this side of the Uinta Mountain, is because there's so much. There's gold mines, Spanish gold mines, the Spanish trails, trees written with Spanish writings on. Lots of people will be sharing things about gold there. We'll be talking about Bigfoot and UFOs. There's one gentleman going to be there talking about Bigfoot, and he is absolutely amazing.
We do have a lot of stuff in our basin area since I moved up here. A lot of different things when it comes to UFOs and Bigfoot and phenomenon up here, for sure.
Oh, boy.
There's a lot, right?
Oh, boy.
Now, you've had a couple experiences. It's kind of cool. You've actually talked to a lot of people who have had experiences, and you've had some experiences of your own. Let's first talk about your experiences. You've had a Bigfoot experience. Is that correct?
Oh, yes, I have.
I want to hear about this. Tell our listeners about this.
This guy turned my life so upside down that I'll never be the same.
Really? How long ago did this happen?
It's been about 12 or 13 years now. I was sent home to die of melanoma cancer. I'm going to give a real short version.
Oh, no, go ahead.
When I saw him, and we were on the Andrevsky River that floats in the Yukon, and because the salmon had gone bad, we'd left our kids and my daughter and wife on a sandbar, and he and I, my son-in-law and I, went up the river, and he pointed and says, "What's that?" And I looked up there, and it looked like a big old brown bear. We were floating towards it, but the closer I got, the stranger it looked, and then it stood up, and I knew exactly when it stood up that was not a bear.
Was it pretty tall? Was it tall?
Actually, it took me 2 hours to talk him into letting me go up there where we saw it lay down, where we saw it peeking over the salmonberry and blueberry bushes, and it walked past two little pine trees that were 2 feet taller than I can reach, and it was six inches taller than those two little pine trees. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
9 to 10 feet, I would guess.
Well, that's probably pretty shocking. You see this thing, and you're like, what is that? And you're like, wow, this is like a Bigfoot. This is kind of cool.
When I saw the fingers, my jaw just hit my chest. It was just absolutely incredible.
Wow. So when you saw this thing, was it like people think, you know, we have this image in our mind of Bigfoot, the kind of like the big hairy kind of thing. Is it like we kind of have seen like in pictures of what people have thought, or is it a little bit different?
Well, most people have seen the Patterson-Gimlin film, and the Bigfoot that I saw was a little bit, maybe a different species, because it was bald on his forehead, human nose, human lips, human face, flat face. The lips went clear across the face. Couldn't see the ears. They were covered with hair. The hair went all the way from the top of his head to his ankles and all the way down his arms. The fingers looked to be clear, and the hands were clear of hair, and the face was clear mostly, except for the whiskers came into his nose, not down to our lips like mine and yours.
Okay. Wow, that's interesting. Did it make any kind of a noise or anything, or was it pretty quiet? Did you hear anything?
It was totally quiet. No wind, that day, it didn't make any noise, but another one did.
Really?
We heard one let out a kind of a hoot with a little bit of a whoop.
Oh, wow.
I can't do it very good.
That gave us a pretty good example.
That was clear up in the trees, and I think it saw us first, and it was just telling the other one, hey, we got company.
Time to go, huh? Wow. So you guys are going down this river. You see it off to the side. What did you do at that point? Did you kind of keep going, stop, go back? What happened?
What was your question again?
Oh, I was going to say, when you were going down there, so here you are coming up on this thing. You guys keep going. Did you kind of stop and turn around? How did that work? You saw it off to the side.
We were on his boat floating towards it, and I saw it stand up and take a couple of steps forward. That's when I saw the fingers. And I, you know, in my own mind, I said, no way. A bear cannot walk like that. And he was looking through the best binoculars that you could get up there. I begged the binoculars from him, and when he gave them to me, I saw it stand up a second time.
Oh, wow.
And I saw fingers twice as long as mine, probably the size of a baseball mitt wide, but very long and beautiful. But they were, his fingers were kind of half closed.
Mm-hmm.
They were always half closed, except for when it was eating salmon berries and blueberries. And we watched it for about 25 minutes.
Oh, wow. What an amazing story. You got to watch it for 25 minutes. It just did its thing. It just looked up at you. I guess it saw you, obviously, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Not well, when I said that's either Bigfoot or Andre the Giant dressed in a Bigfoot costume, it can't be anything else. He heard me and turned and looked at me, and I had the binoculars that time again, and that stare changed my life.
Really?
It was amazing.
So now afterwards, you mentioned you went back, and then did you go back to that area a little bit later to take a look at the area where it was? Tell us about that a little bit.
2 hours later, we went back and got the family, and I wanted to see it again, but we never did see it again. And I told my son-in-law, take me to shore. I want to go follow it. I want to see it again. And he said, no way, it would rip my arms off. And finally, when we got down close to where we saw it with the family, I says, take me to shore. And he says, no, Grandpa, you can't get up there. It's too thick, the stuff. And I says, I will find a way. And I handed my wife my coat and wallet and keys, and I was going to dive in.
Really?
And so he finally said, well, I saw a trail down a ways, and we went down a very steep bank. We went up, all of the grandkids and my little granddaughter, I want to see Yeti, I want to see Yeti. And we went up and we followed his tracks for several hundred yards, I would guess, and walked. I took pictures of the pine tree that he walked past and found where he laid down to hide from us on the tundra.
Wow. So, what an amazing thing. It's so cool that you had that. Once again, we're talking to Daryl Wilson. We're talking about the 2025 Moon Lake Gathering that's coming up here August 14th through the 16th. It is free admission. We'll tell you a little bit more about that. Now, not just Bigfoot. I know I've talked to you about Bigfoot, but you've also, I think, maybe had some experience or talked to people about UFOs. Tell us a little bit about this.
Okay. Because this happened to me, I wanted knowledge, and I want absolute truth. When people talk to me, that's what I crave, absolute truth. And I want to put the puzzle pieces together.
Mm-hmm.
So at the airport, I just walked in and said, I've seen Bigfoot, of any of you. I got 5 stories in the St. Mary's airport.
Really? Wow.
I got 2 more in the Anchorage airport. I went to the archaeology club and I said, I've seen a Bigfoot, of any of you. And half of them, well, nobody raised their hand, but I did get several stories there. I go to the Senior Citizen Center to eat lunch, and I've got more than 2 handfuls of stories there.
Oh, wow. That is awesome. Mainly for our area here? All over, everywhere?
Everywhere I go, I get stories. 1 out of every 4 people I talk to has seen a UFO.
Really?
I've got upwards of 60, maybe 100 people have lost time when they saw UFOs, and some of them tell me they have been inside the UFO.
Wow. So you said you did have an experience with the UFO. Is that here in the Basin area?
I did see UFOs over at Space Wolf Research, which their south fence overlooks the Skinwalker Ranch, and we were invited there last year, and we did watch UFOs. They were up near the clouds, but when that one blasted us with that spotlight,
really,
we knew absolutely that it wasn't a space shuttle.
So yeah, hear the light and everything.
Oh, we got it.
Wow, that feel weird. Was there any kind of weird feeling with that?
Well, one of the gentlemen had night vision binoculars there, and we all took turns. And when it was my turn, I was watching. We saw about 25 of these.
Well, at the same time, they're all up there.
They not
kind of like in and out.
I guess they're telepathic. And I think they were just giving us a show, mm-hmm. and so it would come back and forth over or for 2 hours. We watched.
Oh,
them.
Wow!
But when it was my turn, I looked up there and I was watching. It came to a little patch of stars, and I thought, oh, this will be good. Maybe I can get a little better idea of how big it is. And as I was watching the stars in it, the top star took off. It went straight up, and the bottom star went straight down, and the other stars started moving around. They were UFOs, too.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
And I'm just yelling, can you guys see this? They could only see the bigger one.
Really?
They couldn't see the smaller ones.
Huh. Wow, what a cool experience right here in the Basin area. That's pretty cool. And you've talked to a lot of people. I have to ask you, out of all the people you've interviewed, you probably can't give out their names, but out of all the interviews you've done with UFOs, what do you think, what one is like the most amazing, the one you like go to the most?
Okay, UFOs, there's so many.
I know, right?
The most amazing, I was at a funeral and it was a long line, and I said, I've seen a Bigfoot of any of you, and four people raised their hands.
Okay.
And one of them that raised their hands, I went to his house, and he shared some UFO stories. He went to a dance, this is many years ago, mm-hmm. probably in Bonanza or Red Wash, I forget which, and the dance got out at midnight. On his way home, he sees a UFO, and it comes right over the top of him and flashes a big light on him.
Hmm.
And I says, well, what happened then? He says, well, all I remember is I see the UFO flying away, and he pointed upwards in the direction that it was in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what did you do then? And she says, well, I don't know. The car was driving itself. And I
said, wow.
Whoa, back up. What do you mean the car was driving itself? I don't know. I just know that I wasn't driving it. I was watching the UFO, and the car was driving itself. And I said, what happened then? And he said, well, I saw the UFO go away, and next thing I was clear out in the sagebrush.
Really? With his car or just by himself?
He was just by himself.
Oh, way out of the car. Okay.
And I said, well, what did you do then? And he said, well, I backed out onto the road and drove home. And I says, well, what time did you get home? And he says, almost daybreak. And I said, whoa, wait a minute.
A lot of time gone by there.
I said, the dance got out at midnight. You would have talked for how long afterwards with friends? Maybe for a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw the UFO. And what did you do when you got home almost at daybreak 3 or 4 hours later? He says, I crawled under my bed and hid.
Really?
And I said, you've been abducted. He says, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to know it. I don't want to know anything.
Oh, wow.
And he says, no, I haven't.
He's like,
but
no.
He lost 3 hours of time.
Wow, that is so crazy. And it's crazy. And you've talked to a lot more people, have all these UFO stories and Bigfoot stories. Probably like, how many would you say? Like a lot?
One out of every four people that I talk to gives me a UFO story.
Really?
One out of every four. And at Phenomicon, I kind of kept track, and it was one out of every one and a half.
That's awesome. Wow. It is amazing how many people you run into. And like you do, you go to these random places and just ask people, hey, you know, who here has a Bigfoot story or a UFO story? And it's amazing what you get back in return.
Everywhere I go. As a matter of fact, you people that are listening, you've probably heard me say, I've seen a Bigfoot of you. And if you said no, how about a UFO? And if not, I'll say, okay, tell me your most incredible stories.
Mm-hmm.
I have been given stories of people who have died and left their bodies, people have gone up the veil, people that see ghosts and spirits, people that have actually gone up the tunnel and talked to the head guy upstairs.
Wow. And so do you keep track of all these? Like when you talk to people, do you make notes and stuff so you can remember this, or how does that work?
Here on my belt, I've got a recorder, and that's recorder number 13. And I record maybe 100 to 150 stories, just depends on the recorder and whether I've got another one.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been given well over 1,000 stories from different people, and not most of the stories these days are UFOs, but I didn't talk to people about UFOs for several years. And because I was just getting so many stories, then I shifted to anything, any incredible story that a person has had.
I have a question for you. I'm kind of curious. You know, a little bit ago, you might remember we had all those drones, I think, all over showing up. Did you ever hear anybody's stories about those? Right? Like, because it kind of just, that story kind of just went away, didn't it? It's like it's just gone.
It did. I really don't know what those drones back east were. I assume that that's what I saw at Space Wolf Research was a UFO, and those littler ones were drones, just smaller UFOs. Anyway, they were part of the same bunch. I've talked to individuals who have seen very, very big UFOs. One particular guy said he took a picture of a UFO and he was ragging, showing the picture to somebody, and somebody looked at the picture and oh, that's incredible.
Wow.
And then he said, well, what's this little dot? He says, that's the UFO.
Really?
And he said, wait a minute. Then what is this? And it's just in a little cell phone. You couldn't see it. But here's a little UFO and a great big giant UFO above it. And,
wow.
And he couldn't see it because it was cloaked. I've talked to many people that have told me they cloak.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is interesting. I just actually found out about this the other night. I was actually going through Facebook, finding some things and looking at some stories. There is something supposedly coming in our atmosphere, or in our solar system. It's on the edge. I think it's already in. It's called like Atlas something. It looks like something, and they don't know what it is. It's weird. They say it's kind of coming in. They think maybe it's a comet, but they're like, it's not acting like a comet, which is kind of bizarre. So it was very interesting. I kind of did some research on that. I'm like, this is kind of interesting. They said, like in October or something, it's supposed to get close to Earth, but it's making a pattern around the solar system. Kind of interesting. You never know.
I have one story of a person saw a UFO that was as big as the horizon.
Really? Wow.
And when I say horizon, we're talking.
That's huge.
Blue Mountain horizon.
Really? Wow. We're here with Darryl Wilson. We're talking with him. He's got some great stories. Some of these you're going to be hearing at the 2025 Moon Lake Gathering, which is going on in Duchesne. It's going to be at the Duchesne Event Center August 14th through the 16th. It is free admission. So if you love these, you're going to love some of the stuff you're going to see there. 3 days of amazing fun. And definitely got to check it out once again. It's going to be August 14th through the 16th in Duchesne, called the 2025 Moon Lake Gathering. So many cool things.
Yeah.
It's cool having you here, too.
If you want to look up the agenda, just type in on Facebook, The Gathering at Moon Lake or The Moon Lake Gathering, or you can type in Terry Carter, Treasure Hunter, and he's got a lot of information posted there.
He does. Terry Carter. Treasure Hunter on YouTube and Facebook, a lot of information. Go check this out for yourself. The 2025 Moon Lake Gathering going on in Duchesne. It is free admission. You got to go check it out. 3 days of some amazing fun and some amazing speakers. Love having you in the studio as always. You got some great stuff, and I'm hoping to have you back again soon to talk about some more fun stuff you come across. Pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. I could give you the places that Bigfoot's been seen, the places. Oh, I just got so much information.
You have a lot of info.
Hours.
You have a lot. We're going to keep chatting with you. But once again, get out there. If you love this kind of stuff, you want to hear some cool stuff, 2025 Moon Lake Gathering in Duchesne. Go out there. Free admission. Once again, August 14th through the 16th. Darryl, thank you so much for coming in the studio and sharing a little bit with us. Just a little bit of what you got here. And we're glad you can come in and hang out with us today.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, everybody, for hope to see you all there at the gathering.